Hello, everyone. Welcome to HoloPressed.
Ew.
Just kidding. HoloPressed, where we talk about things that scary stress us.
And scary press us? Is that what we're saying?
Ooh. Okay. Anyways. My name is Haley.
And I'm Kaylee.
And what's on the spooky menu for today,
Kaylee? Ooh. Well, thank you for asking, ma'am. So today we're serving you fears. We're serving you horror. We're serving you
face, look.
Ooh. Ooh.
Walk.
Ew. Anyways, yeah, so that's what we're talking about today. If you can comprehend what the fuck we just said, that's what we're talking about. So,
spooky things.
Yes, and also this HoloPressed season, we're doing something a little bit different where we're talking about movie reviews on its own episode.
Yes. So instead of boring you all to death.
Yes,
with an hour and 30 minutes.
Exactly. So
we're growing.
We're learning. That was a growing pain. So this year, we're also going to accompany. Anyways.
UT education.
Right, I know. The movie review is also going to be brought to you visually as well.
Could you say that any more awkward?
No.
Brought to you with your eyes on the visually.
You're welcome.
We're going to have videos up on YouTube. So It will be a podcast, but also we're going to put it on our YouTube channel, also known as Pressed. You can find us there as well.
Yes.
Yeah. So not visually, just videos on YouTube.
It is visually, though. So you're going to see us with your eyeballs. And or. Also, what? You say or?
Yeah.
But we're talking about it. In the movie review. So I thought it was fitting that we talk about our own childhood fears, our own adult fears, because that's exactly what happens in it.
Yes.
Yee-yee.
I guess I'll go first, since you asked. When I was a young niña, what was I scared of? Probably, I didn't like closets.
Ooh.
Is that weird? I don't know if that's a specific thing, but if a closet door's cracked,
yes,
I don't like that. And then when I was younger, you know how if you accidentally leave the closet light on and you turn your light off and you're like, I don't know why that would freak me out.
No, I feel that. Like, my fear is with my bathroom. Like, I didn't like that door being open. Like, I thought it was kind of scary.
Close it.
I think it's like mostly dark rooms with the door open is frightening.
Especially cracked.
I don't like that.
No.
Mm-mm. So, I mean, the way that my house is set up is I have to walk past the bathroom to get to my room. So when I was younger, the bathroom door would stay open and I would literally like blind myself from looking because I was scared.
There was something just like standing
there.
I know.
I was like, fuck that shit.
No, how many times have we all done that? We're like, just don't look.
Right? I know. And sometimes still when I walk down the hallway, I just like close my eyes and I'm like, I know how to get there. It's fine. Like, it's just
I know where the mess is on my floor. I'll just walk over it.
I'm like, it's fine. I got it. But yeah, I remember one time in Nicaragua, I had a nightmare about that bathroom.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah. And it was crazy. And like, so what my nightmare was is like me and my mom were in the living room talking about fucking like hermit crabs for whatever reason. And I was like, don't worry, mom, I have some shells in my room. So I'm walking to, as you do. So I'm going to the shells and I look in the bathroom and there's like a tall figure standing there.
Oof.
And I was like, oh, that's weird. Dad? I literally said that in my
sorry.
Father. Papa.
Oh, no.
All the languages. So I remember like
say the languages?
Yeah.
Papa. Like, what language is that?
Papa. You know, that's
British?
No, they I'm pretty sure they say that in Spanish.
Papi, what?
Not papi. Papa. They say that shit. They say that shit.
They say papa.
Yes.
I've heard that like little Swedish kids.
They say that in all the languages.
No, they say padre.
Oh, okay.
I'm
pretty sure they say papa. Look at it. Let's find a horror movie that's in Spanish and we'll see.
Papa. No. And next.
Padre. I don't think they say. Anyways, I remember in my dream saying that it was weird. I was like, oh, that's weird. And then I fall. And I can't get up. And then I wake
alert?
Up.
Yeah. Sorry.
This is my dream.
Sorry.
You know, things don't make sense in your dream. Damn.
Just, so you're just standing there, you just flop. You're like, ah!
Basically, it was more like a slow motion fall. Like, I was just like, boom. Like, and you know, like all the sound like starts draining. Yes. And so I remember falling and I couldn't breathe. And then I woke up gasping in real life. And my roommate was like, are you okay? Oof. And I was like, yeah. Good night.
No, the awkward, you're like, yeah, it's fine.
Literally, like, almost dying. Right.
Is it not terrifying, though? Uh-huh. Like, the next morning, you're like, why was I so scared last night? But when you wake up from a nightmare and you're just sitting there like,
I know,
it's so vivid and you're looking around like, who is something? Did something do that to me?
It is so weird because in the dark you see so much shit. Like, mm-hmm. It's crazy. Like, shadows start playing with your eyes and shit.
You're not wrong.
Bang, bang.
Like, when I used to have a nightlight when I was little, mm-hmm. and it would just cast shadows all over the place. Uh-huh. Don't likey. I'm good with the pitch black, though.
Yeah.
I'm actually good with that. Back to my childhood fears.
Ooh, do you remember that movie?
Ooh. What was it called? I think it was either... Don't Be Afraid of the Dark. Is that the one with the boogeyman? It was a Disney Channel movie and it had the boogeyman in it. Mm-hmm. And it was these kids, they get sucked under the bed and they're like under the bed and it's this like boogeyman world. And it was like, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark or Don't Look Under the Bed. I think it was Don't Look Under the Bed.
Yeah.
That movie scared the heebie-jeebies out of me. Aww. And I remember I was so scared out because the little boogeyman. But it was like a 90s Disney. Like, if you see it now, it's probably horrible.
So, okay. A 90s Disney, yes, children's movie.
Correct.
About something horrifying.
Yes.
Why is that a thing?
They don't do those anymore.
Can we talk? Right. Can we talk about
that? They don't.
That?
They have like the weird movies now.
Right. We used to have cartoons like Courage the Cowardly Dog Show that, yep, was all about horror. And like, there's different episodes of like children's shows that have like scary things in them, like SpongeBob, the slash slinging slasher episode. Yep. And I mean, now there's like Halloween episodes of like Bob's Burgers, but I don't think that's a children's show. No. But I think it's really interesting how like, as a kid, like we were exposed to like horror at such a young age, which is kind of weird, right?
But why?
Who fucking knows? Did they hate children back in the 90s?
Well, we were watching them. Did we not low-key have a good time?
Low-key.
High-key.
I had nightmares, though.
Yeah, because they were the ones that were kind of scary. But then you had the cutest-y ones, like Hocus Pocus. And then you had... Right. That was kind of scary, though, to me when I was little. Because the witches. And I was like, ah.
Not a witch.
What was the other one? Halloween Town?
Never watched that one. I've never seen Hocus Pocus either. Yikes.
What were you doing?
I don't know. Living my life?
No.
Having real friends? I'm sorry.
You didn't make friends with the actors in the movie? Anyway.
Right.
No, you haven't. You have their class. They're great. I know. Okay. That's your homework.
I know.
For this Halloween. Thank you. And then I remember Halloween night was so much fun. Remember Twitches? Go Twitch. Did you not?
I'm sorry.
What were you watching?
I don't know.
Cartoon Network girl.
Well, yeah. And then like, I also like The Nightmare Before Christmas. So I would watch that all the time too.
And I like that one. That one's funny because they play it at Christmas and Halloween.
Yeah, it's classic. A twofer.
Did you? I hear, though, they have in the works something about what the other doors are. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
I saw it on Twitter because somebody was like...
I think they should leave it alone.
Probably. But yeah. On Twitter, somebody had suggested, like, I want to know what would happen if you went in the other doors.
Yeah.
And either a writer or somebody who deals with that movie commented on it. And they're like, I can't say anything yet, but just know something's in the works. But
interesting.
Yeah, she was like verified and everything. So I was like,
wow.
Oh, but somebody brought up a good point. Somebody was like, it'd be cool if they just did little short stories.
It shouldn't be a whole fucking movie.
It shouldn't be whole movies. No. Yeah. I'm like, if they do short stories over like Valentine's Day, yeah, St. Patrick's Day, like that'd be fine. Cute. I'd rather do that. Don't make a whole movie about him going in all of them or something like that.
Because Jack would never learn then. Dude, you screwed up all of Christmas. I forgot what it was called.
All of Christmas.
And then you're going to go into the other ones and think that's going to be better? Sis.
I know. Imagine an evil Valentine's Day.
Ooh. Isn't it already? Like?
It is. It's already tragic, sad, and scary.
Right. Exactly.
What else is new?
Anyways, back to horror.
Yes.
And childhood.
So there's that. Back to the horror and... childhood, good thing they go together.
Yeah,
horrible childhood. What else did we watch as children?
I mean, I watched movies that probably weren't for children because my parents liked scary movies, and so
you're watching like
Freddy Krueger, you know, the Nightmare Before Elm Street.
Scared or you were?
Oh yeah, bitch.
Okay, I was like,
the one movie that my parents like make fun of me of is Pitch Black. It's the one with what's his name, Vin Diesel, and like it's like aliens and kind of shit like that. Mm-hmm. Like that's the one that scared me. Like my mom said, I watched Freddy Krueger or The Nightmare on Elm Street, and I was fine. But Pitch Black got me, and like I would be like, huh. I want to sleep with y'all, please.
Aww.
Take me into your covers. I'm scared. Please. Yeah, I remember like back in the day whenever we would like, if my brother got scared and he would like want to go to my parents' room, he would get all of his stuffed animals and his cars and like everything and bring them to the bed.
He was like, I can't leave any of these in there. My mom was They're like, gonna get got.
No, my mom was like, this fool made at least 7 trips and he was terrified. I'm like, why?
He's like, France looking running back and forth.
Who's coming with me? Come on, everybody get in.
Gotta go.
I know. It's just, it's really funny to think about like what we, I don't know. Why did my parents like let me watch scary fucking movies with them?
Maybe, I don't know. Clearly because you kept watching them.
Yeah. They're like, well, she'll be fine.
You're fine. I mean, I don't know. How old were you?
Good question. I don't know.
Okay. I was like, it's one thing if you're like 4, 5, 6, but if you're like 12, grow up.
Oh, no, I was younger. Yeah. Younger than
like
12.
7.
Probably around 8. Like 6 to 8.
I don't know. Yeah. I know some kids like scary movies. So like I'm thinking if my kids really wanted to watch, I guess you just gauge it because some kids probably can handle it. Because I know some kids love them and they're not scared. And then most kids are. So
I guess you would just have to find the good entry. And maybe that's where Disney's mind was when they made those horror movies.
They were. They weren't even that scary. I was just a child. But we were all children. So were we all not all scared?
Good point.
Because now, and it was the 90s. It just blows my mind that back in the day, all the animatronic, like the CGI, if you will, or whatever, the special effects were horrible.
Oh, bad.
But now we're like, that's so funny. But back in the day, like, why was it? What's going to happen in the future?
That girl.
We're going to look back at like our movies now and be like, trash.
Yeah, I think that's how it goes. Okay. I mean, we look at our movies now and think it's trash.
CGI.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, they like, okay, spoiler, but like for the It movie, like the second one, this one guy was like, yeah, that CGI spider was fucking terrible. And I was like,
there were some moments where I was like,
it feels more like an action movie. I was like, okay, calm down.
Yes, we'll get there.
It's not Fast and Furious. Anyways.
No. No.
Right. So,
I mean, I guess that's it. I mean, I like to go trick or treating. It was really scary. And do you ever remember like going without your parents for like the first time? You and your friends are just running around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I think, like, finally my parents are like, yeah, I can go. But they're like, keep your phones on you. Call me. Da-da-da-da. Mm-hmm. And we did that. But do kids, do they trick-or-treat anymore?
I don't think so.
I don't think they do because.
I don't think so.
When I was in my neighborhood, and we used to trick-or-treat all the time.
Yeah.
Like, we would have bowls of candy.
Yes.
But last year when I was, I think I was at my parents' house for Halloween, Halloween night. And they had, like, they just had some candy. I swear to you, only one group of 3 kids came by.
That's crazy.
That was it.
That's
no one,
insane.
I was like, what happened?
I don't know. Because it's like so my cousin, crazy. He's like 10 and he doesn't go trick-or-treating.
No.
And like, but what I was thinking is like, well, he is mostly like video game oriented. So he likes to play video games and that's what he likes to do. So I wouldn't imagine him being interested in like walking around
and
knocking at people's
doors.
You don't
think that's his
personality
anyway. Exactly. And yeah, I don't know when the age is when you kind of stop doing that, but. It's just, even back in the day, like, teenagers would do
That's what I was about to say.
Everyone did it.
I know.
And now it's like, I don't
see nobody doing that shit.
And it's so sad. I'm like, what are we doing then?
I hope it comes back. I hope it comes back, though.
I do, too. That was fun. Unless people are more conscious about, like, killers and
I mean, killers existed back in the day, too. And they were always crazy. Maybe.
They're always going to be crazy.
Exactly.
But I don't know.
What I hated the most was like when Halloween landed on like a school day. And so we had to go like the next day to school. And I was like, this kind of fucking sucks. But I remember I went to school and it was the day after Halloween. And my teacher was like, Kaylee, I think you missed like some of your Halloween makeup on your face. Ooh. No, it was acne.
Oh,
like one of those like little like zit like acne treatments.
What did you say? Oh, you left an acne treatment on?
Like one of those like overnight ones like from Proactive.
Yep. And you was like.
And
a
I
white
just
dot.
Exposed myself. I was like, no, that's my acne stuff. I just forgot to wash my face.
Oh, I bet the teacher was like,
he's like, okay. Anyways, right. So
that's
look
so
who,
funny.
Yeah, who, look who's the upper hand now.
That's funny.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is kind of sad that trick-or-treating has kind of died off, but I hope it comes back.
I know. I remember in school, like we could dress up for Halloween.
I think they still do that.
Think so? You could wear a mask, but anything crazy, but I don't know. I'm trying to think of what the kids are doing these days. Are they going to parties? What was going on? What do people our age do? I don't know. You go to Halloween parties?
See, that's what I was thinking.
It falls
too.
On a Thursday. I'm going to bed.
I'm going to work the next day.
Yeah, I have to work the next. It's not a holiday.
Right. So I don't know. It's kind of sad because I feel like the excitement of Halloween has really worn off. Like there's nothing else to do anymore. Like when
but
you're
eat
grown.
Candy.
Right.
That's why you have kids. So you can relive everything again.
you know what? Let me get on that. Tristan, we're having children today.
Having kids. So we just got to time it for next Halloween. Right. So 9 months.
Right. Math. Anyway. But yeah, I don't know. It's kind of sad. And like, I was thinking about Halloween, like what we're going to do this year. And I was like, I guess we would go to a party. But I'm like, we don't have a lot of friends. So.
Yeah.
And I oop.
And
I
oopeth.
And that's adulthood.
That's why you find places that are just hosting events. So you that's don't have, so it's not like you're throwing a party or you know somebody.
Yeah.
You're just going. I think my coworker's having a Halloween party and she invited me to come. I'm not sure when she's having it though. Because some people celebrate like the weekend before.
Yeah, or the weekend after.
Yeah, something like that. But whatever. But yeah. I remember Halloween was always a fun, scary night.
I know. And now it's just kind of another night.
Yeah, like I'd probably try to put something on. Mm. I'm like, oh, Halloween.
Yeah.
And then it's Thanksgiving, which is that, you know, it's sad time between Halloween and Christmas. Just
kidding. Right, that little boo-boo one
in between. Oh, yeah. Stepsister.
Real talk, the ugly one. Sorry, Thanksgiving. Psych, bitch, fuck you.
And your thanks. Just kidding, sorry.
Anyways. Oh, I think one thing that I've been trying to do is watch scary movies in the entire month of October. One scary movie a day. Yeah. So, I mean, that's something that I've been trying to do to get more in the spooky mood. And like this year, I actually decorated my room a little bit more. And I'm actually really proud of how it turned out.
I'm glad for you.
Yeah. I'll show you pictures.
Lit.
Because I like it.
What makes a scary movie? Or do you have any movies that aren't classified as a scary movie, but it scared you? I know that there's like one where it was not really a scary movie, but low key, I was like, it's kind of scary. Oh, no, I'm not going to say that.
What is it?
I'm going to say it.
Go ahead.
Okay. So it's not even that scary, but it just gave me creepy vibes. I think it's an Avengers movie. You know, listen, everybody just listen. It's the one with Iron Man. I think it's Age of Ultron.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see that?
No.
Okay. Well, in this movie, I think Tony Stark created this really intelligent AI.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, he made it to where the AI, its number one goal is to, you know, help the humanity or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the AI takes it and has like a dark twist on it and was like, I'm going to make the earth better by, it was like annihilating half the population. You know, so I don't know.
Calm down, Thanos.
Something Thanos-ish. Right. I don't know. He was trying to do something to save the human population. Mm-hmm. But in the process, he was like being evil. And I just remember in the movie, all his Iron Man suits, because the AI gets into the minds of all the AI suits, because mm-hmm. he's obviously like in the internet. And I just remember it's this scene of like these really creepy Iron Man suits, and a lot of them are like busted, and they're just like creepily just like moving around the house and like popping up. And I remember it was like scary, not scary to where I'm like, oh, I can't sleep, but I remember like, that was low-key scary, because they were just these like lifeless, like no one's in them.
Yeah,
it's just him moving them around.
Interesting.
So that's one for me. Do you have one that's not a scary movie, but it
not that I kind of low-key scared you? Not that I can recall, but that does bring an interesting point of like what makes it something like horror. Recently, yeah. Like this artist Melanie Martinez came out with the film for her new album, and it was advertised as a horror film.
Okay,
which is basically a horror film with her music videos. It's okay. Not. I'll tell you that right now. It's next.
Is it still supposed to be? It's just not very scary.
It's no, it, not at all. It's mostly just her music videos stringed together with like a thin plot in between.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like some horror elements to it, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing like terrifying about it. Like I'm not scared of it.
Okay.
But I mean, there's also like elements of like creepy people like smiling and like acting yeah. weird. So like, I guess, and there's like ghosts and shit in there. And like, you know, so I see like those elements in there, but it wasn't scary. But I guess horror is very subjective as to what is scary. Like I think Paranormal Activity is a good movie, and I think it's scary. A lot of people disagree.
I think that movie was good in the sense of it brought something new.
Yeah.
And I think it had the Blair Witch effect, because mm-hmm. all my friends thought it was real. I was like, it's not real.
Yes.
Why would the police sell tapes to Hollywood to show clear
that.
evidence?
Right. I love that.
What? But a lot of my friends, no, it's real. It's right. Space. Blah, blah, blah. So I think for that reason, I think when people thought it was real,
mm-hmm.
it was more scary. But it was one of the first of its kind, right?
I think it kind of revamped the whole like found footage-esque.
From like Blair Witch. I mean, yeah. like in terms. Yeah, that's true. Blair Witch was probably one that started that off. But
yeah.
this was kind of like another take on it. And mm-hmm. yeah.
It was done cheaply too. Like I was mm-hmm. like watching some kind of documentary on like horror, and it was done really cheaply. And I was like, damn, that's awesome.
No, it was.
Like it was literally just friends making a fucking movie.
No, yeah.
Isn't that precious?
Because all you do is you get a house.
Right.
You set up, like literally you just put cameras up
mm-hmm.
and you act. And most of it Boom. Is trash she security footage film. You don't even have to like try. You know what I mean? Because I think the actors are probably holding it, holding the thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So definitely a good one.
I definitely love found footage films. I think they're so great.
I am okay with them until it's too shaky.
Yeah.
Like, I don't get motion sickness or anything. It's just annoying.
I feel that.
I'm like, okay, I'm tired.
It's like something scary and then you can't see shit.
No, I'm like, what is going, hello?
Yeah.
So it just depends on that one. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think if there's any other movies that scared me that aren't really scary.
I'm trying to think of that as well. I don't know.
I mean, other than Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Yeah.
That one kind of low-key scared me in some episodes.
I was talking to Tristan about the Slash Singing Slasher one from SpongeBob.
That scary.
I thought it was kind of scary.
It low-key was.
See, thank you.
It was.
Tristan was like, that was not scary. It was a joke.
It's not now, but
I was like,
watched it.
Exactly. It's creepy.
The red eyes, the hump.
Yeah.
The claw.
Yes. I thought it was scary. And it also had Nosferatu in it as well. Like, that was like the vampire that they were like.
Oh, yeah. That was flicking on and off the light.
Which is really weird. Like, why are you bringing in like this old ass, like, no kid knows who the fuck that is. You know what I mean? Is it just a wink and a nod to the adults who might know?
Yes. I mean, a lot of that was definitely. A lot of SpongeBob, especially the older ones that were way better than the newer ones.
I don't know what the fuck's going on with SpongeBob now.
No. I think it's not gone anymore.
Mm. But it's not great. Anyways, can you think of any other movies or shows or scenes that were spooky?
I'm not sure, but this kind of reminds me. We've talked about The Sinner, right? It's a show on Netflix.
As friends, yes.
As not friends. Not on the podcast. Not on here. Yes. So basically what the show is, for people who don't know, it's on Netflix, by the way. There's only two seasons, but it's about people who have killed someone and they're clearly guilty. Mm-hmm. So it's not who did it. It's we know who did it. But the show is why they did it. Mm-hmm. So the first season's fine. That wasn't scary. But I heard that the second season, somebody told me it's Midsommar-esque. You know the movie Midsommar?
Yes. Did you ever watch that one?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
Because is that horror?
Yeah. Yeah? I would say so.
It horror has thriller?
Ooh.
Cult, are cults scary? What? Well, I guess.
Right.
That goes back to the question, like, what is scary?
Exactly. I mean, I think with Midsommar, not to be too much of a spoiler, but it is kind of interesting. I think it does a different take of what is scary. And, like, the fact that all of this is happening, like, basically during the daylight is pretty weird. Usually, horror movies kind of stick to, like, being in the dark. Things pop out of the dark. But most of the time, it was just, like, humans doing something that was sketchy.
In the daytime. Because it was, like, daytime. Because it's midsummer, right?
Yeah.
So in that area, it's always daytime. So it's like...
Not always, but a lot more of the time
for
is...
For a long time.
Yeah, is day.
Okay, yeah. But anyway, back to the show. Yeah, somebody told me that it's midsummer-esque. Mm-hmm. I think it's about a boy... The premise, and you find this at the first episode, so it's not. But this boy who kills his parents. Mm-hmm. And so they said it was midsummer-esque. And she was like, don't watch it alone. Don't watch it at night. And it's not a... At least the first one, it was more of a detective thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously you have some like sketchy parts, but it was mostly like, well, what happened? We're finding out the story, but I was intrigued. Mm-hmm. So I was like, is it scary? She thought so. Granted, I mean, I don't know if I'll think it is or not, but.
Yeah. Because horror is subjective.
Yes. But I'm watching it. So maybe I'll give an update later.
Yeah.
And see how it was. But I suggest the first season was good.
Mm-hmm.
It was wild. It was wild.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for the second season. It seems interesting. But yeah, it just goes back to like things that aren't scary. I think a lot of thrillers fall into that category.
Yeah.
It's kind of like action thriller. So it's got a little mystery, a little scary things. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, for instance, like, have you seen the Prometheus movies?
Yes. The first one.
Yes. They're sci-fi. Are they sci-fi horror?
I would say that they're. Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of times sci-fi kind of does fall in the whole like horror category.
Yeah.
Like with aliens, anything alien-esque is usually categorized.
Well, aliens to me is definitely more of a
horror
or
sci-fi.
It's sci-fi, but that's a good question. I don't know. Like, it's definitely a scary movie to some extent because it's, you know, aliens popping around in the dark.
But I guess it goes back to the whole thing. Like, what is scary? What is a horror movie? You know what I mean? How do we classify what is a horror movie?
What is a horror? Well, it definitely has the last female.
The trope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I heard that there's like, I watch a few like horror YouTubers, like Spooky Astronauts. I watch her and she was talking about how like a lot of people don't like to classify movies that are good as horror movies. Like they didn't want to classify Hereditary as a horror movie because I guess horror has like some kind of taboo to it where it's like a cheap thrill.
Just a slasher film.
Fest.
Something
yeah,
to get
jump
you.
Fest. Yeah. All these kind of things. So I don't think horror has the greatest name.
Is Hereditary horror?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, it's kind of like, yeah, okay.
That movie is a horror movie.
It is. But I guess because I know there was a lot of like symbolism in that movie that had to do with other things. Or at least I read. Someone said, someone on the internet, they were talking about how, I think it was a critic, but they're saying obviously there's all that scary stuff going on. But then they were saying that a lot of it is about grief.
Oh, yeah.
And how you grieve. So it's
like
not
the director
super...
says it's more of like a family's grief story than a horror movie.
Yes.
But I mean, I don't
but
think
it's
that
still
should.
Horror.
Exactly. Yes? Okay. I think what horror does, if it's a good horror film, horror.
would you call me?
What? Sorry, Mom. I think if it's done well, it's not just about the scares. It's about something else.
True.
So it's meant to be a vehicle for something else, for deeper meanings of like, oh, this is about schizophrenia or mental health or depression.
Kind of like the Babadook.
Yeah. Like that's about like grief as well. Because I mean, I think it's just these topics are already kind of scary. Like losing someone like that permanently where you don't get to say anything else to them again. That's terrifying. Let's add a monster to it. You know what I mean?
That's true. Let's add some more depression in this film.
You know what we need in this film? More death.
Stress.
Right.
Shout out to it.
Right. So, I mean, I think it's good because, like, you get to talk about these things without it being in the context of, like, this is what we're talking about. It disguises itself as being something about a monster or, like, oh, an alien or something else. Mm-hmm. But it's really talking about something else. That's what I think is a horror movie. I think that's what it is. I think what you find scary, of course, is subjective. So it's kind of hard to be like, is this a good scary movie? Is this a good horror movie? But I think what horror does is makes it easier for us to talk about subjects that are hard.
That's true. And that kind of brings back to Prometheus. Because in that one, well, did you say that was horror?
Yeah, I would say so.
But I know that the underlying thing of those, like if you watch the underlying meaning, if you will, of those movies. Because there was Prometheus and then there was the one after that, the Covenant or...
Sure.
That second one.
Uh-huh.
But that one also had underlying meaning of what is life? Where do we come from? Mm-hmm. What is a creator? Mm-hmm. That was kind of the thing as well. So it's like more highly acclaimed ones tend to have kind of an underlying meaning.
Yeah.
Rather than the other ones just tend to be slashers. There's no meaning to it. Mm-hmm. There's no rhyme or reason. I mean, they might go into a backstory of the killer, but if you think about it, it's just like a killer who either had a bad job, you know, and it's just the whole part of it is just killing people.
Yeah.
And most of the time it ends up poorly.
Yeah. Or all of this could literally mean nothing and we're just crazy and drawing the lines for ourselves.
The director said.
I think it's kind of crazy how a director can start with a whole like theory as to what it means. And like other people will be like, well, this is what I think it means. And like, I think it's cool. That's what media, literature, any kind of stuff that can be interpreted is supposed to do, though.
Yes. I remember that. I like that when I was like in English class. Some of the stuff was cool.
Ooh, college.
That's another story. Anyway.
That's horror.
Yeah, school, college, homework.
Right. Growing up is fucking terrifying.
It is
Which
horrible.
Is no wonder why there's so many like coming of age stories that are like horror. Like werewolf.
Tragic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Werewolf movies are usually about like puberty, going like growing up and all this kind of stuff, which is interesting because it is terrifying.
And they're always teenagers doing something they're not
Teenage
supposed to be
Mutant
doing.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yeah, they're all teenagers.
It's like a horror film with a teenager. They're scary looking.
Can you fucking tell me why they made it live action? Whose idea was that?
That was the worst thing.
They should be fucking fired. That came out of the 90s too, right?
No, they had one with Megan Fox. Do you remember that one that came out?
Yeah, that new one. That's fucking terrible.
I really wish they would have done the like a anatomically correct turtles.
Ooh,
you know, like not the mutants. They're just like giant turtles.
Yeah, they're just actual turtles
just, like,
that are huge,
really slow.
Oh god, love that.
But they live for hundreds of years.
Nate, beautiful.
Yes.
Anyways,
anyhow,
this episode's not about turtles. But yeah. Is there anything that you find terrifying now? Has like any of your fears changed?
Bills.
Yeah.
The light bill.
Ooh.
A car note.
Ooh.
A 9-to-5.
Ooh. That's fucking terrible.
Whew. Dying alone.
Ooh, Lord. Haley, do you need to talk to somebody?
I'm so scared.
Right.
Let me think. Anything that's like really scary. Honestly, I listen to this murder podcast and a lot of them. And
maybe I should leave.
And I got some ideas. Right. No, I'm just kidding. But no, after a while I remember I had to like stop listening because I was paranoid of like a serial killer, because to me that's more likely mm-hmm. than, let's say, paranormal activity or something like that.
Right. Because, I mean, a serial killer is tangible.
Yes.
Like, you see that
person. You can prove they're serial killers, right? So, and if some of these stories of these, like, killers, they are wild. Mm-hmm. Like, they are movie worthy. And mm-hmm. I'm like, I could not imagine something like that happening, especially as, like, a young woman.
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm. So I guess that would be something that I'm like,
I feel you, dude. I mean, when I'd be on road trips, like driving back from like Austin to Dallas, I would listen to the No Sleep podcast, which is just like horror stories.
Yeah.
And most of my driving would be done at night. And I was like, ooh, this is a mistake.
I know. Your tire pops and then no look. Mm. You're at the side of the road.
I remember working at my old job. There's this guy. We were talking on the phone and he was telling
me. One of the customers?
Yeah.
So he was trying to buy a phone?
Yes.
And he, okay, continue.
So he was telling me about how he was driving from Austin to his new place in like Brownsville or whatever. And then that morning when he woke up, he saw that there was a nail in his tire and he was like, thank God I did not break down in the middle because there's literally nothing there. And mm-hmm. he was like, I'm a grown ass man. I would have been scared. I was mm-hmm. like, I feel you, sis. You don't know what's coming out the woods.
Girl, I'm riding on my, my rim the entire way. I got flames right. coming
right.
behind
me. Excuse nope. me. Right. I'm trying to live. Fuck this car. No. I'm trying to fucking live.
No. That's where all of them start.
Right. They're like
the middle of nowhere.
What was that noise?
Let's go investigate. Right. Can we talk about the, I just want to see a scary movie.
Where they're real.
Where it's realistic. Maybe it'd be too short.
The end.
But I just want to see one that is like realistic. I know there's one coming out in December. It's called Black Christmas. And that one, not that it looks realistic, but at least in this one, the protagonists are figuring out a way to fight back. So it's not as one-sided. Because I feel like in every horror film, it's like the evil person has the upper hand the whole time. And then either they win at the end.
Or they all die.
Or one person lives.
The girl.
Yeah, that one girl. Why is it the girl? Mm-hmm. Can we talk about the meaning of, it's always this last like white girl, but I guess it's like the innocent one, mm-hmm. but. I guess with Cabin in the Woods, that's what they're making fun of.
Yeah. We can definitely talk about tropes later on this Hollow Press season. I think that would
be good. We can maybe dive into why. Because clearly there's a formula because it works.
Yes. Well, it did until people started realizing there's a formula. And they're like, maybe we should change this up.
It's boring. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still kind of the thing. I mean, if you watched Ready or Not, that one kind of the girl, the white dress, the innocent, you know.
Yeah, the white dress gets dirty, though.
It does, but it's dirty symbolic. And
torn, which is symbolizing her. Right. It's symbolizing her whole innocence of like the relationship and thinking that, you know, everything's great. That movie was a fucking ride. I love it.
Talk about your in-laws.
I love that one.
I'm sorry. If I'm just got married, we're going on our honeymoon.
Bitch, we're not sitting around in this creepy castle. Haunted house. Exactly. Fuck
anyway,
that.
We're not
fuck your parents. Fuck your life.
Yes. But it's always kind of like. I don't know. It always seems to be the final girl or something. Mm-hmm. Like in Midsommar. Mm-hmm. The final girl.
Bitch, how you gonna talk about a movie you never seen?
There's a girl that's the final one.
I know there's a woman.
And she's the last.
Yes.
Anyways. Uh-huh. So, but anyway, we can get into that later.
Yes.
So that's just, I guess, our little overview of Halloween.
Yes.
Hopefully you liked our little discussions.
Stay tuned.
Always, if you have anything else that you would like to say or bring up, counterpoint, whatever.
Yeah, or what scares you.
Yes.
Ooh. Your opinion on horror.
On the horrors.
Please fucking email us.
Please do.
At
presspodcast@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at presspodcast. And of course, now that we have some videos that are coming out, we'll have one coming out hopefully by a week or two. Mm-hmm. Where we are reviewing Halloween candies and some Halloween movies. Ooh. So that will be our YouTube channel, Press Podcast. Also, if you want to see what movies we'll be reviewing this month, we're going to put a list of the schedule for what we're going to be watching and reviewing. So you can watch if you want to review with us. It's all fine and dandy.
Ooh,
it's
ooh.
Great. Ooh, wow. Boo, boo.
Until next time, stay spooky. Ooh.